KCPR, the morning after.
Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Cal Poly Sports Car Club proudly presents Dead Man's Curve, an autocross to be held this Sunday on the Baseball Diamond parking lot on the Cal Poly campus. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the cost is $3 per driver. All cars must be equipped with mufflers, and helmets will be available. For more information, contact Greg Scott at 773-2468 or Mike Jacobson at 544-8238. See, what else was I gonna say? Oh yes, seatbelts are required. That's this Sunday at the Baseball Diamond parking lot. Dead Man's Curve. Be there, or be octagonal.
Well, it's Christmas season again, and that means it's time for the Music Club's annual Christmas caroling party. It all takes place on Sunday, December 3rd in the University Union Chumash Auditorium. A brass choir, caroling, and a visit from Santa should make this year's caroling party better than ever. Naturally, it's open to all who want to join us, and the cost is only your time. 543-5796 for the time and more information. Remember, December 3rd at Chumash Auditorium for carols, choirs, Santa, and much, much more.
The 12th annual presentation of Handel's Oratorio, The Messiah, will be in the First Baptist Church of San Luis Obispo on Saturday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd at 4 p.m. Dr. Earl Blakesley will direct the 90-member chorus and 16-piece orchestra. That's The Messiah on December 2nd at 8 p.m. and again on December 3rd at 4 p.m. in the First Baptist Church of San Luis Obispo.
Planetary space lines flight 514 to Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, object pole, and the rings around Uranus. Now boarding gate 5.
Hey, Martin. Long time no see. Must be at least 10 eons. I gotta go. That's my flight. Hey, mine too. Where are you going?
The rings around Uranus.
Yeah, me too. It's really costing me a fortune. 1,289 glurbs. Serves you right for not going to the University Union Travel Center. I went there and it's only costing me 273 blurbs. They offer information on all aspects of travel as well as low-cost charters to New York and Europe, wherever they are.
New York. Sounds bizarre.
Yeah, well, they're open 10 to 2 daily, and you can call them at 546-1127 on your intergalactic telephone.
546-1127, huh? Why didn't you tell me before?
You didn't ask.
Hello.
Hello, is Greg there?
This is Greg.
Oh, hi, this is Steve. Remember me, your WOW counselor?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, do you know about the WOW reunion picnic?
What?
The WOW reunion. All the WOWies and their counselors are getting back together to have a picnic at Cuesta Park. There'll be a barbecue.
Food?
Yeah, of course food. But you gotta bring your own. Except for the condiments and all that. That'll be provided. Oh yeah, they'll have drinks there too.
Oh, they will.
Not that kind of drink. Just soft drinks. Besides, since it's on December 2nd, you don't want to get too blitz just before finals.
Oh yeah, that would be kind of dumb. But as soon as finals are over...
All right. Well, the barbecue grills will be hot from noon to 3.
And what is this?
Oh, it's on Saturday.
Hold on, let me get some paper. Okay.
It's on Saturday, December 2nd from noon till 3 at Cuesta Park. And if you have any more questions, get in touch with your WOW counselor.
Steve, you are my WOW counselor.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been wondering how that guy next door can like classical music. Or maybe you've always been interested, but you didn't know what albums were good? Is it that you thought maybe if you started listening, your roommates would send you to Atascadero for a long rest? Well, the classics aren't that hard to get into, and KCPR can help. Every weekday, KCPR presents Pacific Concert, music for you to learn and enjoy. From a lively Tchaikovsky to some more serious Beethoven. Pacific Concert can make the classics fun. Oh, and if you're still worried about your roommates, put on your headphones and tell them it's Led Zeppelin. KCPR's Pacific Concert. It's a weekday evening, about a quarter past five. Dinner time. You turn on the stereo for some relaxing dinner time music. Not what you were planning on? Then why not switch? To KCPR, we've got what you've been looking for, Pacific Concert. Right after 91 News at 5, an hour and a half long stereo concert. The classics aren't stuffy and boring, and we'll prove it to you. Pacific Concert is more than just the classics, though. Broadway, opera, interviews, and special features. Whether you're a serious listener or just listening for fun, Pacific Concert has what you want. You can call in requests for classical music, too. Every weekday at 5:15 p.m., a stereo Pacific Concert.
Mr. Scrooge, sir, can you find it in your heart to give me Christmas Eve off this year?
Cratchit, you know that Christmas season is my busiest time of year, and I can't let you off. Now get back to work.
Mr. Scrooge, what you need is something to get you into the Christmas spirit.
Christmas? Bah, humbug.
If you don't mind me saying so, sir, you should forget your money and enjoy the Christmas season along with the rest of us.
Enjoy? Ha! Tell me, Cratchit, how does one enjoy Christmas?
Well, you can start by going caroling with me and my family.
And just where are you going to go caroling?
In the San Luis Obispo Plaza. I can see the joy in Tiny Tim's eyes now.
And I suppose you fools will sing from now till Christmas.
No, we're meeting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, December 13th, to sing for a couple of hours. You should really consider giving some of your time to such a beneficial event.
Cratchit, maybe you should consider giving some of your time to work instead of bothering me.
Yes, sir.
Christmas. Bah, humbug.
Watch out, world. Something big is coming your way. They're alive. They're bold. They're friendly. They're the crazy Christians. Walking down your street, sharing with your neighbors, sharing with your children, and yes, even sharing with you. No more will you be filled with fear, frustration, and depression when your life is touched by those crazy Christians. The world is ready. Christ is returning. See it and believe it. Crazy Christians is appearing everywhere.
The Atascadero Interpersonal Development Skills Program, in association with Student Community Services, is looking for volunteers to interact with Atascadero State Hospital. Aides meet every Wednesday and Thursday evenings at 6:15 in front of the University Union Information Desk. Wednesday night is social skills with the hospital, and Thursday night is recreation night. Interested? Meet the aides volunteers. You can call 546-1395. That's campus 1395, or come by the Student Community Service office for more information.
Hey, Tom, how would you like to check out something really different this Wednesday?
I'm not sure. The last time you wanted me to check something really different, it turned out to be a date with a girl who had fleas.
Well, this is even better. The industrial packaging class is holding an egg drop. The idea is to package an egg in such a way that it won't break when you drop it.
Sounds messy.
No way. These guys are really good.
Well, I guess that does sound interesting and different. Sure, I'll go.
It's on Wednesday, the 5th of December, in the Environmental Design Building. We'll get started about 10 o'clock, and it should last about an hour.
Okay, and maybe I'll bring my roommate, too.
Ah, that'd be great.
But are you sure they're not serving omelets afterwards?
Hey, look, you got a minute? Come here. Just look out the window. You see that? Filth, filth, filth. Yes, dear friends, in case you haven't noticed, air pollution is still with us. But we can do something about it. If you'd like some information on how you could help clean up the air you breathe, just write to your local lung association, because they care about every breath you take. A message from the California Lung Association and KCPR!
Eddie Haskell, who works for Mr. Bad Ranch?
Yeah, what about him, Beav?
Golly gee whiz, Murph. Eddie really put my car in a fritz this time.
Well, Beav, don't feel like you're the only Dingus McGee around. In fact, many consumers waste $20 billion on bad or unnecessary auto repairs every year.
You're kidding, Murph!
No. Some states have repair laws, dispute services, diagnostic clinics, and certified mechanics.
Wow-wee!
Beav, you can learn to protect yourself from these fraudulent auto repairs. Start by finding out what community services may help you.
But gee, Murph, where do these community services live?
Well, they don't live anywhere, Beav. But you can find out more by writing Consumer Problems with Auto Repairs from the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Wow, just wait till I tell Whitey.
Oh boy, this is gonna be a great show. Tonight on the Brady Bunch, Marcia develops mono and Greg gets run over by a Mack truck.
Dennis, you're not gonna watch TV again tonight.
Well, punk, what are you gonna do?
I'm going to a lecture.
Oh, that sounds real exciting.
No, it's gonna be pretty hot. It's about the living dead.
The what?
You know, that's like where a patient's heart stops when he's on an operating table.
Yeah?
And then he sees himself being operated on from above.
Hmm.
Or say a person who supposedly dies, then comes back to life saying that he's seen some kind of vision.
Now that sounds all right.
Well, you want to come?
I don't know. Who's this being sponsored by?
Campus Crusade for Christ.
Oh no, I should have known.
What's wrong?
Well, if I go to the lecture, I don't have to shave my head, do I?
No.
No human sacrifices, right?
No.
You're not going to make me watch Donnie and Marie, are you?
No, no, of course not.
Well, then how much does it cost?
It's free and everybody's welcome, even you, Dennis.
Well, then I guess I'll go. When's it going to be?
Monday, January 22nd, 7:30 at Chumash Auditorium.
Hey, great. We'll be back just in time to watch McGarrett comb his hair with buttered toast.
What?
Handball Harry, king of the courts. Hey, you play a lot of handball out there. Can I ask you what kind of club you joined?
Yeah, I'm a member of the Cal Poly Handball Club.
That's right. The Cal Poly Handball Club is having a membership drive open to everyone, males and females alike. For information, call Kate at 544-1105. Tell me, Harry, why did you join the Cal Poly Handball Club?
Like because of all the people you meet?
No, because it's the only club your mother lets you join.
Are you kidding?
Call Kate at 544-1105 for information.
This is ASI Outings. Hiking, backpacking, river running, caving, mountaineering. ASI Outings is open to the entire campus community. ASI Outings, day hikes, ocean rafting, horseback riding, city treks. Like to get acquainted? Our meetings are open to all. Come on up Tuesday at 7 in the evening to UU 220. Find out what's coming up, what we've been doing, and munch a cookie while you watch the slideshow. This is ASI Outings and we're here. Where? UU 220 at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. Or stop by and talk to us in the escape route across from the bookstore in the University Union.
You can find solutions to your problems, and the Family Services Center is here to help you do just that. The Family Services Center is a nonprofit counseling agency which deals with marriage, family, child, and personal problems. If you have any questions or need any answers, call us at 543-7969, collect if need be. Our office is located at 1160 Marsh Street. And you can stop by any time from 10 to 5 weekdays. The Family Services Center, 543-7969. Start solving your problems now.
Captain's log, stardate 37-72-41. Hype! While transporting a consignment of films and slides to Pismo Beach, the Enterprise has come under attack from unidentified alien spacecraft. Damage report, Mr. Spock.
Lieutenant Sulu has fallen out of his chair and sparks are flying from the instrument panels, Captain.
Captain, number 4 shield is failing. I do not think we can take much more of this.
Analysis of attacking spacecraft, Spock.
Early Earth-type spacecraft, Captain. Eagles, to be precise.
Felger, Carb, Space 1999 fans, what are our chances for escape, Spock?
Approximately 2.7391127%, Captain.
Oh, no, we're in trouble now. Open hailing frequencies, Lieutenant Uhura.
Yes, Captain. Hailing frequencies open.
Attention, this is Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. We are on a mission to transport Star Trek films and slides to the regular monthly meeting of the Central California Star Trek Fan Association, which will take place at the Central Coast Theater in Pismo Beach at 7 p.m. on January 17th. There is a $4 annual membership fee, and it is open to anyone who likes sci-fi. I repeat, anyone who likes sci-fi.
The spacecraft are breaking off their attack, Captain.
Cancel red alert. All ahead warp factor 2, Mr. Sulu.
Earthling.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
From San Francisco.
What do you want?
I want to know, what are those things you are carrying?
These? They're skis.
What do you use them for?
You slide down a hill covered with snow with these on your feet. It's called skiing.
Snow. Frozen water in a crystalline formation. Oh, like the San Luis Obispo Recreation Department is doing?
Huh? Where did you hear that?
I was monitoring an electronic communication.
What else did you hear?
I heard a being named David tell one named Steve how much he really enjoyed the way one called Kathy...
No, not that. I meant about the ski trip.
Oh, these two beings were discussing the possibility that they would go,
skiing.
Skiing.
Where? When?
The first trip was January 26th through the 28th to South Lake Tahoe.
What was the other?
There will be a trip February 18th to Badger Pass in Yosemite.
Great, but with who? How much? Didn't he say anything else?
The being named David implied he would make reservations by phone. I infer the information you request could be obtained by phone as well.
Well, what was the number?
He mentioned five numbers. 541-1000 and 62.
62? Oh, 541-1000. Extension 62 for information and reservations. Great. And they're going with the San Luis Obispo Recreation Department.
I must depart now. Shazma.
Good game, Bill.
Thanks. Handball's a great game, but I can never find anyone to play with.
Oh, yeah? Well, you should get into the Cal Poly Handball Club. I did.
Cal Poly is a handball club? That sounds like fun. Something I could get into.
Well, if you're interested, you can call Kate, our chairperson, at 544-1105.
You have to be a poly student to join?
No. Anyone, male or female, from the community or the school.
Wow, that's for me. Now, who should I call again?
Kate Brovarney, and her number is 544-1105.
Got it. I'll go call right now.
Hey, well, how about just one more game?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, Jim, what are you playing?
Hi, Rich. This is a song I've been working on for a while.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Thanks, but I need a lot of practice.
Have you heard about that music contest?
No, I haven't.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Jim and I were just talking about that music contest for student composers.
Oh, yeah? I'm entering that, too. I'll be playing the trumpet. Did you know that you can win up to $2,500?
Really? How do I enter?
I know where you can write for some information. Do you have a pencil and paper ready?
Yeah, I got some here.
Okay. Write to Broadcast Music Incorporated, 40 West 57th Street, New York, New York, 10019. You have to enter by February 15th.
Well, I guess I better hurry up.
Hey, why don't you two practice together?
Great idea.
Oh, well, it was an idea.
If you like your car to be in top condition but prefer to do the work yourself, the ASI Hobby Garage is a surprise for you. The ASI Hobby Garage is located near the Pauley Canyon entrance and is open to all Cal Poly students who need tools and a place to work on their car. Memberships are $4 per quarter. For further information, call 546-2435 between 4 and 5 p.m. That's the ASI Hobby Garage, where you'll know your car was fixed right because you did it yourself.
Hey, Jim, are you going to the Cat Calls and Chicken Lips Art Show?
Am I going to the what?
The Cat Calls and Chicken Lips Art Show, put on by the Pottery Club.
What's that?
It's a pottery and glass show where members of the Pottery Club will display their wares to the students and the faculty.
When's it going to be?
It's being held on January 29th through February 16th in the University Union Gallery.
Well, how much is it going to cost me?
It's not going to cost you a penny.
Can't beat that, so let's go check it out.
Yeah, I need some culture anyway.
The big change happens Tuesday, February 27th. KCPR, the San Luis Sound, becomes KCPR 91 News. KCPR goes all news, all day. 91 News, the best in California, presents the annual Newsday Special, bringing you the latest campus, local, state, and national news, plus all the sports and weather information. In a unique concept in college radio, KCPR 91 News goes all news from 8 in the morning to 6 at night. So join us on Tuesday, February 27th, when the transformation occurs. KCPR, the San Luis Sound, becomes KCPR 91 News. Listen for it.
Hey, excuse me, but haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Possibly. My name is Bond. James Bond.
James Bond? It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Bond. Can I get you anything?
Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Coming right up. So what are you doing at this party?
I'm with the Cal Poly Ski Club, Washington's birthday weekend trip to Kirkwood Meadows and Heavenly Valley.
You want a ski trip?
Certainly. I have to keep in practice, you know. Never knew when I might have to escape Anya's boyfriend or get away from Blofeld's men.
What did you think of the skiing at Kirkwood today?
Good. At least there weren't any alpine locomotives.
We're scheduled to go to Heavenly Valley tomorrow, then back to Kirkwood, then home. The price is right, too. Only $128.50 for lodging, lifts, transportation, etc., you know.
I wouldn't know. M's footing the bill.
How did you find out about the trip?
M went to the February 6th ski club meeting at 7:30 p.m. in Mustang Lounge. WOA checked out the rest of the details in the Activities Planning Center in the University Union. Hey, excuse me, I have to leave. It's Irma Bunt with some of Blofeld's men.
KCPR Music.
Is your car out of tune and beginning to sound like an old washing machine? Are the shocks going bad? Or maybe the water pump has had it. So there you are, stuck with possible expensive repair bills. Relax. The ASI Hobby Garage may be just the thing you're looking for. For $4 per quarter membership fee, any Poly student can use the available tools and facilities to get your car purring back on its way. The Hobby Garage is located near the Pauley Canyon entrance, right by the wash racks. So, for further information, call 546-2435 between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. and get your car back on its running edge.
Blaze Area. the original Cosmic Laser Concert. Experience Laserium's Laser Rock coming to Cal Poly's main gym March 31st. Brought to you by the Delta Sigma Phi Fraternity. Two showings only at 8 and 10 in the evening. Tickets are available at Boo Boo Records, Cheap Thrills, San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Santa Maria, and at the Cal Poly University Union Ticket Desk. Student tickets are $3.50 advance and $4 at the door. General admission tickets are $4 advance and $4.50 at the door. See the sounds of Jefferson Starship, Fleetwood Mac, and many more come alive at the original Cosmic Laser Concert, Laserium, March 31st. Don't miss it.
The Los Osos Bike-a-thon is on, and it's open to everyone. The bike route is 2 miles long and begins at Baywood Elementary School on Saturday, March 31st at 9 in the morning. Sponsor sheets can be picked up at any Los Osos school, and all proceeds go to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The rider collecting the most money will receive the grand prize, a motocross bike donated by Maloney's Bike Shop of Morro Bay. Additional prizes include a day pack for those collecting $75 or more, and bike-a-thon t-shirts for all those collecting $25. For more information, call Kathy at 528-5063. The Los Osos Bike-a-thon. A great chance for you to
get on your bikes and ride!
Hi everybody, this is Chipper the Squirrel! Let me tell you about some really neat stuff, like Rolls-Royce Silver Shadows, your very own personal sauna, a stable of polo ponies, doesn't that sound like fun? A summer house on the Riviera, nice, huh? But at the 4th annual KCBR auction, you'll see absolutely none of these. A shopping spree at Neiman Marcus? I don't think so. Lunch in Paris with Jackie O? I'm sorry, but we can offer some of the best values you will ever hear. Last year, KCBR listeners saved hundreds of dollars by shopping by telephone. All they did was to call 544-4640. All you have to do is listen to KCBR on Sunday, April 1st, and call in your bid. Tennis lessons with Jimmy Connors? I'm afraid not, but I think you'll find something you'll like during the KCBR auction. At least it'll be entertaining. But don't take my word for it. Listen yourself to the KCBR auction Sunday, April 1st, from 6 until midnight. Until then, this is Chipper the Squirrel saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Drop whatever you're doing!
I've got some important consumer information that could save you money. Listen very carefully. Look around your living room and find a nice big pointed stick. Got it?
Uh-huh.
Good. Now, carve this number into your living room wall. 544-4640. That's the number to be calling on April 1st to phone in your bids for the 4th annual KCBR auction. Yes, once again, we've subtly persuaded some local merchants to donate some nifty items to our auction so that you smart shoppers out there can buy them at modest prices right over your very own telephone. And when you buy something through the KCPR auction, not only do you get yourself a fantastic bargain, but listen to this, you'll also be helping to
free the world of all known diseases. Support the committee to put Debbie Boone to sleep. Buy new rubber bands and feed for the hamster that runs the KCPR transmitter. And most importantly, you'll be helping to support your campus radio station.
And hey, kids, listen to this. If you're one of the first 200 callers on the night of our auction, you will definitely not receive a copy of K-Tel's brand new album containing every song ever made, including such big hits as these.
Wow! Hey! Isn't that exciting?
Great googly moogly, what a deal!
And of course, in honor of April Fool's Day, the auction will be hosted by some of KCPR's biggest all-time fools. The Master Blaster, Stuart Gold. The inimitable Mr. Schroeder, and yours truly, Weird Al. So we'll see you there, metaphorically speaking, at the 4th annual KCPR auction!
Oh, and one other thing.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
the Cal Poly Space Program.
Cal Poly has been donated cargo space on a late 1981 space shuttle flight for an experimental payload. The project is one of the first of its type to be managed and conducted entirely by students. Our purpose is to conduct a series of science-related experiments in Earth orbit. We need your help. On Friday, March 30th at 7:30 p.m., we will have a general public meeting to discuss the status of the project. Featured at the meeting will be a talk by NASA personnel, a speaker from Ames Research Center, and a slide presentation of the space shuttle orbiter Columbia. In addition, there will be an experimentation team from the University of California, Irvine. The meeting will be in the Science Building, room E27. We need your help. Come to the general meeting this Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. in Science E27.
Hi, kids. What's more fun than Frank Zappa playing disco music?
Yowza, yowza, yowza.
Why, it's the Doc's Breath Mystery Theater, coming tonight at 8 o'clock to the Cal Poly Little Theater.
Hey, kids, let's sing Long Black Bill. Good idea. Yay. She walks these hills in a long black veil.
Tickets are $3 for students and only $4 for general admission, and everyone is invited.
Everything is okay.
Everything is all right. From the highest glacier to microscopic pond life. Hear the monkey chorus say, everything is okay. Dancing micro ovens play, everything is all right.
In addition to this crazy show, our special guests Weird Al and Jem and Joel. That's the Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, one show only tonight, Friday night in the Cal Poly Little Theater. Be there or use Nair.
That's the sound of an abused child. Child abuse is a national problem and a continuing one, since abused children frequently grow up to become child abusers themselves. The Child Development Club, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Council for the Protection of Children, presents Child Abuse, Who's Got the Problem? On April 3rd at 8 p.m. in Science E26. Admission is free and the public is invited to attend. Child Abuse, Who's Got the Problem? It could help a child you know.
Everybody loves a rain song.
DJ Thomas is coming to San Luis Obispo. Thursday night, April 5th, BJ Thomas will be in concert in the new gym at Cuesta College. BJ Thomas, whose career has spanned more than a decade, with such hits as Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Hooked on a Feeling, and Don't Worry Baby. BJ's career also includes a 1978 Grammy Award for his album Happy Man.
And I've known my creator. And I've been a happy man.
Appearing with BJ Thomas will be the Sweet Comfort Band, an exciting group with a fresh Southern California sound. Tickets for the 8 o'clock show are $7 in advance and $8 at the door, and can be purchased at Jan's Bible Bookstore, Little's Bookstore, and Cheap Thrills in Santa Maria and San Luis Obispo. BJ Thomas and the Sweet Comfort Band. Thursday night at 8 o'clock in the Cuesta College Gymnasium. Another presentation of Love Rock Concerts.
In the beginning, there was... and then came... and finally came the theory of evolution. And on Thursday, April 5th, the ASI Speakers Forum will present Charles Darwin speaking on his theory of evolution. Wait, what? I've just received this late word. Charles Darwin will not be able to speak on the 5th. However, in his place will be Dr. Richard Eakin, former biology professor at Cal Berkeley. Dr. Eakin is nationally known for his interesting and informative lectures, and even more interesting impersonations of famous scientists. This lecture on evolution promises to be a rewarding experience for all. Everyone is invited, and admission is free. So stop by the Cal Poly Theater on Thursday, April 5th at 11 o'clock. that's College Hour, as the ASI Speakers Forum presents Charles Darwin, or a reasonable facsimile thereof.
KCPR is more than just good music, offering a wide variety of timely and important public affairs programs, ranging from the Christian theme of Pause for Good News.
Did you know that strongly religious women enjoy sex in marriage more than those who are passively religious?
To Earth News.
Do all those current science fiction movies sometimes make you feel as if creatures from outer space are about to land? Well, Alan Michael claims that they have already landed. In fact, he insists, he's one of them.
Consumer Time.
Is it morally right to sell away our children's health for a few quick bucks?
In the Public Interest.
In 5 years, it will be 1984. If George Orwell is up there watching now, he must be smiling.
The Special Programming Department's Public Affairs Programs, a large part of what KCPR is all about.
Hello?
Hello, Sheila? This is Herman.
Oh, hello, Herman.
Listen, Sheila, I got wonderful news. What are you doing on March 31st?
I was planning to spend that whole day washing my hair.
Wait, listen. The Cal Poly Rally Club is sponsoring a dance that night.
Hey, that's just swell, Herman. You think you could hold the line for a few minutes? There's a few things I'd like to pick up at the store.
But, Sheila, this is no ordinary dance. This is going to be a dance under the stars, outside, in the University Union Plaza. Wouldn't that be romantic?
I think I'm going to be ill.
You'll love it. It starts on Saturday, March 31st, at 9 in the evening. Everyone's invited. And you know what else, Sheila? It's all free.
I could have guessed as much. You cheat.
If you want any more information, you can call Ed Sattler at 543-6392.
Ed, huh? What's he look like?
I don't know, but...
What's his number again?
543-6392. Hey, Sheila, what do you say? My skin condition should be clearing up around that time, so...
Herman, I'd love to. I really would. But I always spend my Saturday nights counting the holes in my acoustical tile ceiling. Besides, there's a herd of Albanian dwarves in my living room threatening to pelt me with raw broccoli if I don't hang up right now. Goodbye, Herman.
Sheila! I wonder if it's my breath.
On Thursday, April 12th, at 6 o'clock p.m., the Special Programming Department of KCPR unveils Soundtrack and its premiere episode, the 1968 Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe musical production of Camelot. This is Brian Hackney, and I'll be your host narrating the tale on the night of the debut, featuring the unparalleled talents of Vanessa Redgrave.
Where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Where are all those adoring, daring boys?
Francis Nero.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer.
And of course, Richard Harris.
Each evening, from December to December, before you drift to sleep upon your cot.
Be here for the special magic that blended Richard Harris, Vanessa Redgrave, and Francis Nero, and produced Camelot. Thursday night, April 12th, at 6 o'clock p.m. The debut on KCPR of Soundtrack. Join us.
Hey, boys and girls, if you had a hot date with Suzanne Summers or John Travolta last Sunday night, you really blew it. You missed the 4th annual KCPR auction. But anyway, KCPR would like to sincerely thank all of you out there who bought something through the auction, and especially the merchants who were kind enough to donate the items. The $1,300 we raised that night will be going to buy new equipment for the station so that we can continue to give you quality radio broadcasting. Vouchers can be picked up at KCPR all this week between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Thank you all once again, and we'll be seeing you next year.
Say it and win with the phrase that lays.
We're making calls all over the San Luis Obispo area, and we will be calling you to win.
Miracle!
Just answer your phone with the phrase that lays.
Gonna get me laid!
Stuart Gold is gonna get me laid. Don't say,
hello?
Don't say, say,
Stuart Gold is gonna get me laid.
Stuart Gold is gonna get me laid.
Did I say the magic word?
And we'll let you pop the 13-year-old of your choice when we call. When we call. When we call. Be ready for us with the phrase that lays KCPR.
So, the girl of your dreams just told you that she has more fun watching her TV when it's broken. And that class you got an A in was, misprinted on your report card as a C? No need to go out and break your left toenail, because I can help you with just two words. Shh, move closer to your radio. Okay, the two words are 91 Review. That's right, 91 Review. That's where we take a brand new album and track it in its entirety. Here's a little preview of some of the albums you may be hearing. Sounds good, huh? Well, if you want to hear more, just tune in to 91 Review and give a listen. I think you'll like what you hear. 91 Review is another Central Coast premier program from the San Luis Sound, KCPR. Still a bit skeptical, huh? Well, then I'll let someone else tell you about it.
Come on out and experience all the action and excitement of Cal Poly women's softball. Although this season's schedule is already underway, some of the best games are yet to come, featuring the Cal Poly women playing many of the best teams in California. All games will be played on the Poly softball diamond, and this year's list includes several doubleheaders, promising double excitement. So come on out and support the Cal Poly women's softball team at this week's game.
Friday night of Poly Royal. The KCPR Boosters would like to invite you to dance to your favorite disco music and your favorite rock and roll songs of all time. That's the KCPR Boosters Dance, Friday night of Poly Royal from 9 to 1 in the Cal Poly Dining Hall. The cost is only $1. Don't miss it. In fact, the dance will be so great that by the end of the dance, you too will be saying,
whoa, 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 whoa.
The KCPR Boosters Dance.
Remember when you first came to Cal Poly and meeting your new roommate? Well, the staff and management at KCPR remembers and is presenting Little Orphan Amy, the story of a girl experiencing life the first time away from home.
My name is Amy. I'm a home ec major. I'm in girls' glee. I play the flute. And I was a cheerleader in junior high school.
Here are some of the interesting people Amy meets in the dorms, like these two surfers.
Yeah, I'm Sandy Shores.
I'm Tommy Tubes.
Bradley Woolworth III, sir. Computer science, sir.
Remember things that happened in the cafeteria?
Hey, pass the butter.
Coach said this is the way I'm supposed to pass. Oh, shit.
Amy, duck.
What for?
I think someone took a bite out of my brownie.
You can bring back some old memories, so tune in to Little Orphan Amy, Thursdays at 10 p.m. right here on KCPR.
Oh. Okay.
ASI Concerts presents Tim Weisberg. Student tickets are $5 in advance and $6 at the door. General admission is $6 in advance and $7 at the door. Student and general admission tickets are available at the UU Ticket Office, and general admission tickets are also available at Boo Boo Records and Cheap Thrills in San Luis Obispo. Only those 18 and over will be admitted, and IDs will be required at the door. Remember, there will be no smoking, drinking, or eating allowed in the auditorium. That's Tim Weisberg this Monday night for two shows at 7 and 10 p.m. Escape through the electric flute of Tim Weisberg. It's a show you won't want to miss.
Next Thursday night on Soundtrack, you can hear the music of Alan J. Lerner's screen version of Paint Your Wagon.
Got a dream boy, got a song. Paint your wagon and come along.
I'm Paul Jacobus, and I'll be presenting the music and the story of hard-working gold miners trying to strike it rich in the midst of the California gold rush of 1848. The movie evolves around Ben Rumson, played by Lee Marvin, and his partner, Clint Eastwood.
I talk to the tree, but they don't listen to me.
The two team up and share just about everything, including their wife.
Away out here, they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah.
Join me Thursday night at 6 when the Special Programming Department of KCPR presents Paint Your Wagon.
Whoa, Nate Bell. Hey, Al, y'all going to the Ag Stomp?
No, I don't partake in any agricultural festivities.
Well, I just got myself a new belt with my name on the back. I got my boots spit shine, and I got myself a date playing with Painted Sue.
Good for you.
Well, what you gonna be doing tonight anyway?
I'll be listening to 91 Review on KCPR.
Hey, ain't that one of them newfangled discos?
No, Buzz. 91 Review is a new show on KCPR where the latest and new music releases are reviewed each week. Groups like Journey, Bad Company, Supertramp, and many others are played without any interruption in their complete entirety.
You mean 91 Review plays the latest in Aggie music too? Like the Skull Hoedown Raiders?
No, but you can hear the best of current rock and roll music and San Luis sound on KCPR. Listen for it.
You have a four-wheel drive vehicle? Well, here's a chance to show everyone your trick setup. The Poly Goats Four-Wheel Drive Club is holding its annual 4x4 pull. Classes will be available for all sizes and types of four-wheel drive machines. This event will be held at the Cal Poly Airstrip next to the Aero Hangar on Sunday, April 29th. Registration begins at 9 o'clock with a $20 entrance fee. The pulls start at 12 noon. For more info, call Bob Nash at 541-2332.
Hi, I'm Ranger Smith, here to tell you that Alpha Phi, together with Alpha Upsilon, brings you the Greek Heart Barbecue on Sunday, April 29th at Santa Rosa Park. That's starting at 1 p.m.
Did you hear that, Boo-Boo Buddy? We can have a feast on barbecued chicken, coleslaw, baked beans, bread, and punch!
Yee, Yogi! What about the fun and games sponsored by the San Luis Obispo Fire Department? They'll have a bucket brigade, tug of war, relays, waterworks, and fire engine rides for kids.
The heck with that, Boo-Boo Buddy! I'm just going for the food! Besides, it's a steal for just $3. That's better than any picnic basket! Isn't that right, Ranger Smith?
That's right, Yogi. Proceeds for the Greek Heart Barbecue go to the American Heart Association. That's Sunday, April 29th at 1 p.m. at Santa Rosa Park. For more information and tickets, call Alpha Phi at 544-9932 or Alpha Upsilon at 544-9842. That's the Greek Heart Barbecue if you can't bear to stay away.
Returning to Shumash Auditorium this Monday night will be one of Cal Poly's favorite performers, Tim Weisberg. For two shows, Tim Weisberg will be playing some of the best music to ever hit the Central Coast. Showtimes are 7 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are $5 for students, $6 for the general public, and are available at the University Union. No food, drinks, or smokes, please, and you must be 18 to attend. That's Tim Weisberg in Shumash Auditorium this Monday night at 7 and 10 o'clock. Another ASI Concerts presentation.
Do you find yourself constantly stumbling over material wealth that just doesn't seem valuable to you anymore? It once did, but now you find yourself asking such inquisitories like, where the heck did this come from? Or you may get more to the point by defining the problem.
This is nothing but junk.
Well, solve your problem and unload some of those burdens onto the Ornamental Horticulture Club. This club is planning a junk collection and sale. They plan to sell junk you give them at the flea market on May 6th to raise funds for club activities. So bring your junk to the Ornamental Horticulture Unit. They are collecting from April 30th to May 4th. If you have any questions, contact Richard Krebs at 541-0718. That's 541-0718.
Hey, Bob, you want to go to Europe this summer?
Yeah, sure. I'd also like a new Ferrari and a date with Suzanne Summers.
No, man, I'm serious. The University Union Travel Center can get you cheap student rates on European tours.
Really? You know, I always wanted to see if those French girls are all they're cracked up to be.
Well, you better hurry. The student flights to Europe this summer are filling up fast. In fact, all the student flights back to the U.S. in July are already full.
You mean somebody else might get my French lessons?
You could put it that way.
Well, I'd better sign up right now. Where do I go?
Just stop by the University Union Travel Center or call Travel Coordinator Rod Newbert at 546-1127.
Oh, boy. Maybe I'll meet Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, brother.
Now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, everybody. I'm here to tell you about something that's happening in San Luis Obispo Mission Plaza on May 5th. It's called Kids Day, or Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Everything. If you're not 19 years old yet, and you have something to share, show, or sell, call Plaza Events at 544-9733. If you're a grown-up and you know everything about something, please call them, too. And you can share it at Mission Plaza on May 5th. How'd I do, Uncle Al?
Just fine.
Can I have my lollipop back now?
If plants are your passion and nature your thing, Cal Poly Extension has a course for you titled Field Botany of San Luis Obispo County. The course is scheduled for Friday, May 4th and Saturday, May 5th. Participants will study plant species within the county and relationships between these species. Instructors are Drs. Malcolm McLeod and Dirk Walters of Cal Poly's Biological Science Department. The fee is a mere $25 and pre-registration is recommended. For more information on the Field Botany course, telephone Cal Poly Extension at 805-546-2503.
SME members, listen to this.
Before you trip over your cape, Batman, riddle me this. There are three men in a boat with four cigarettes but no matches. How do they manage to smoke?
Not that. This.
Hello, kids. Hello, kids. Remember me? I'm Jiminy Cricket. Now, I've had a whole lot of experience.
No, not that. This. The ASME, American Society of Mechanical Engineers, will be holding a general meeting May 16th in Science Building E27 at 7:30 p.m. There'll be a special guest speaker, and the admission cost is free. For more information, you can reach Ron Castano at 541-2435. That's the ASME General Meeting, May 16th in Science Building E27 at 7:30 p.m. ASME members, be there. Oh, and by the way,
they threw one cigarette overboard and made the boat a cigarette lighter. Correct, Boy Wonder?
Boo.
Hey, Wilma, now's your chance to really let yourself go.
Fred, I don't know if I really should.
Oh, come on. Just this once, make a pig of yourself.
Well...
You can stuff yourself with marshmallows, pie, and gallons of Kool-Aid.
Oh, you're talking about the food eating contest sponsored by the ASI Recreation and Tournaments Committee.
Yeah, it's Thursday, May 17th in the UU Plaza at 11 a.m.
Fred, just one more thing. Is there going to be a bubblegum blowing contest?
Yes, Wilma. They'll have all that at the food eating contest sponsored by the ASI Recreations and Tournament Committee.
Okay, I'll be there May 17th at 11 a.m. in the UU Plaza.
Wilma, can't you wait for the contest?
And now we interrupt this program for an important announcement. A new epidemic is quickly spreading across the Cal Poly campus. The bug has been isolated, and you too will soon be catching...
Santa Lucia fever.
That's right, folks, and it's spreading quickly. He's got it, she's got it, and even I'm catching it. And the only cure is to go dance the night away at the Disco Dance this Friday in Santa Lucia Hall. And the antidote is reasonably priced. Only 25 cents for Santa Lucia Hall card holders. 50 cents for any other hall card, and 75 cents if you haven't got one at all. And if you're not infected now, you will be if you go to Santa Lucia Hall this Friday from 9 till 1 for...
Santa Lucia Fever.
Tell all your friends and help spread the epidemic.
Hey, Bill, have you heard?
Heard what?
The Cal Poly Society for the Advancement of Management, working with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, will present A Day in the Sun on May 12th.
Hey, is that anything like A Day on the Green?
No, it's going to be a lively afternoon and evening of food and music featuring the sounds of Monty Mills.
Hey, that's real Aggie music.
Yeah, there will also be Gary Hunt, the friends of Ned Perkins, and Phil Hutchinson.
Jeez!
Refreshments including spare rib barbecue will be provided by SAM, the Society for the Advancement of Management. There will also be a dance contest and drawing for prizes varying from dinners for two to a color TV.
Hey, now where is it?
A Day in the Sun will be held in Mission Plaza in San Luis Obispo, and admission is free.
Free?
Yes, free. If you'd like more information, you can call Holly Hammaker at 543-8748. So come on down to the Mission Plaza and have a good time.
Hey, can I take Sally Lou?
I really don't care. That's A Day in the Sun, Saturday, May 12th. Proceeds will go to the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
If you're studying for a real estate license, then listen to this. Cal Poly Extension is offering a real estate exam prep course for salespersons and brokers. The course is scheduled for Tuesday and Thursday nights from May 15th through June 7th at room 245 at Santa Maria High School. It'll be a concentrated presentation of the material which should be mastered in order to pass the broker's or salesperson's exam. Don't delay. Pre-registration is required by Thursday, May 10th. For any additional info on the real estate course, telephone Cal Poly Extension at 805-546-2053.
We at Tenaya Hall know our dances are great, but now here's your chance to find out. Friday, May 18th at Tenaya Hall, we'll be having a dance. It'll be from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., and it'll cost only 25 cents with a hall card and 50 cents without. It's open to all students and guests, so you can come too. Tenaya Hall, where dances are great. Friday, May 18th, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., cost 25 cents with a hall card, 50 cents without. Be there.
Cal Poly's Interfraternity and Panhellenic Councils proudly present the first annual Greek Sing, with possibly such favorites as these.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
'Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh.
And if you're lucky and you keep your eyes and ears open, you might even see one of the fraternities get a little funky.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How do
get so funky.
That's the first annual Greek Sing, Thursday night, May 10th at 7:30. Donations are $2 and all proceeds are going for a San Luis Obispo civic project. The Greek Sing will be held in Chumash Auditorium in the Julian A. McPhee University Union. It's Greek Week 1979, the Greeks' time to shine. The Greek Sing should prove to be quite a show. In fact, we've heard rumors that some have really been practicing. So don't miss the first annual Greek Sing, Thursday night, May 10th at 7:30 in Chumash Auditorium.
Thursday evening. May 24th, the Cal Poly University and Chamber Singers present Spring Concert. This year's Spring Concert offers you a special attraction. The Chamber Singers, in cooperation with American Dance and Performing Arts, will present the choral dances from the opera Gloriana. Although often sung in choral programs, the dances are rarely performed as ballet. Relax and enjoy a musical evening with the Cal Poly University and Chamber Singers. That's Thursday, May 24th at 8:15 in the Cal Poly Theater. Admission is free.
You've read about it. You've heard it. Now we've got it. KCPR, the San Luis Sound, is now broadcasting in Dolby Stereo. We've been proud to be the finest fidelity station in San Luis Obispo, and now a good thing gets better. We are currently testing the Dolby FM system. Listeners using receivers equipped with Dolby decoders will notice a significant reduction in the noise commonly associated with ordinary FM stereo broadcasts. Dolby Stereo in San Luis Obispo. Only from KCPR, the San Luis Sound.
If your nonprofit or community group is sponsoring an event and you want SLO to know about it, listen up. KCPR can help you get the word out. In fact, since KCPR is non-commercial public radio, it's not only our job to keep the community entertained, but informed also. Announcing your events helps us do just that. So in fact, you're helping us out too. Just stop by our lobby during business hours and fill out the announcement form. We're on campus across from the Health Center in the Graphic Arts Building, Room 201. And by the way, we can't publicize raffles. Community services, just another part of the San Luis Sound.
This Thursday night on Soundtrack.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community.
Meredith Wilson's The Music Man. This is Brian Hackney, and I'll be your host for the soundtrack from the original Warner Brothers film presentation, starring Shirley Jones.
Good night, my someone. Good night, my love.
Robert Preston.
No wide-eyed, eager, wholesome, innocent Sunday school teacher for me. That kind of gal spins webs no spider ever... Now listen, boy. A gal who trades on all that purity... merely wants to trade my independence for her security.
And of course, Buddy Hackett.
Shaboopy, shaboopy, shaboopy.
So be here this Thursday night, May 24th at 6 o'clock, when special programming presents Soundtrack. Robert Preston and Shirley Jones in Meredith Wilson's The Music Man. Join us.
In past episodes of Little Orphan Amy, Cliff Drag, Anita Fix, and the rest of the gang have met new friends, shared some interesting moments, and enjoy being away from home. But not everyone has been able to adjust to their new lifestyle. For instance, take Bruce Queen.
I thought I saw you here. I would have been here sooner, but I had to stop for a green light.
But then Bruce can be a real gentleman with the ladies.
No problem. I will open the door.
In the meantime, Anita Fix tries to corrupt Bradley Woolworth.
Hey, man, how's about a toke?
Oh, no, thank you, sir. I don't ride the bus.
And then she does just that.
Why are the walls moving?
And what is Green 25?
I don't know, sir. I started with a moldy sock, and it's been growing ever since.
Bitsy and Susie are telling Amy about the birds and bees of college life.
I'd just die if anyone knew I was taking a contraceptive pill. Abortion? Isn't that the shellfish you pick off the rocks with a knife?
So tune in to Little Orphan Amy, Thursdays at 10 p.m. right here on KCPR.
...1968 was one of the most turbulent years in our country's history, accented by riots, assassinations, and campus unrest. KCPR will be taking a special look at this year on Monday night at 9 o'clock, when An Hour With expands to 3 hours to bring you the music and events of 1968. Join the Sheriff Monday night at 9 for a special look at the year 1968. Another special presentation from your campus radio station, Stereo 91, KCPR.
The Hadassah Women's Organization will be sponsoring the musical Celebration, produced by the San Luis Obispo Little Theater Group. The musical will be performed on Sunday, June 3rd at 3 p.m. on the second stage at Cuesta College. Donations are $5, and all proceeds will go to the Newborn Intensive Care Unit of the Hadassah Medical Organization. All the public is invited, and you can call for reservations at 543-1894 or 543-8142. That's 543-1894 or 543-8142. So don't miss this tremendous opportunity and see the musical Celebration on June 3rd, sponsored by the Hadassah Women's Organization.
Thursday night, special programming presents the very best of soundtrack. This is Brian Hackney inviting you to join KCPR for the final edition of The Quarter, a memorable evening of the very best entertainment. The unforgettable songs from the unforgettable musicals will be presented here on your campus radio station at 7 o'clock. In the tradition of lively and informative programming, we'll be looking at the history of the timeless songs and at the actors that brought them to the screen and made them immortal, like Gene Kelly.
I'm singing in the rain, you're singing in the rain.
Judy Garland. Barbra Streisand.
People who need people.
Zero Mostel.
If I were a rich man, yeah, dear, 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 dear.
Liza Minnelli.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
And one of the greatest of them all.
Well, hello.
Look who's here.
Dolly. This is Louis.
Hello, Louis.
Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
I am so glad to be back.
So you be here for a night of matchless entertainment. When special programming presents our farewell episode of the Best of Soundtrack, Thursday night at 7, join us.
The San Luis Obispo Hunger Project Committee presents John Denver in his film, I Want to Live, May 30th in Mission Hall at 7 p.m. The film deals with the world hunger situation, so if you're concerned with starvation in today's world, you won't want to miss this film. The showing is free and open to the public. Find out what the World Hunger Project Committee is doing and what you can do about starvation throughout the world. Wednesday, May 30th in the Mission Hall at the Old Mission in San Luis Obispo. John Denver featured in I Want to Live.
If you like the word free, you're sure to enjoy its concept in action.
Music Club is sponsoring a free concert on the amphitheater lawn, which will feature the band Pub House. The day is Thursday, May 31st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can soak up the rays of an anticipated sunny sky and listen to some fine sounds. And the best part is, it's free. Just remember, free concert on Amphitheater Lawn on Thursday at 11 a.m. That's all.
Student opinion is important, but often unvoiced. Now we, the students of Cal Poly, have the opportunity through the student opinion profile to evaluate the faculty. All students are urged to fill out the faculty profiles they received in the mail and return the completed forms to the University Union Information Desk. The results will be published next quarter in a faculty evaluation and course information booklet. All responses are confidential, and the faculty will not be allowed to look at the individual survey forms. If you have lost your copy of the evaluation form, you can pick up an extra copy at the University Union Information Desk or in the ASI officer's office. Remember, this is your chance to express your ideas and opinions on Cal Poly's faculty members and their individual courses. Don't miss this opportunity. For more information, call Ted Hannig at 546-1291.
If you're interested in spending an evening dancing to the music of San Luis jazz and satiating your hunger with a buffet-style dinner, then Trader Nick's is the place to be on June 1st at 6:30 p.m. The Society for Advancement of Management is sponsoring an awards banquet that will include those activities, plus, of course, a presentation of awards to members of SAM and the business school. Cost is $8 for members and $8.75 for non-members, and tickets go on sale May 24th through May 31st in the business building lobby from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Remember, June 1st at 6:30 p.m., the awards dinner banquet at Trader Nick's, sponsored by SAM.
Oh boy, kiddies, we're going to have some fun today!
That's right, Mr. Bill, because today we're going to learn all about playing with fire.
Oh, I never play with fire unless there's an adult around!
That's very good, Mr. Bill. Well, I'm an adult, so just hold this lighted match.
Oh, Mr. Hans, I'm scared!
Don't worry, Mr. Bill. I just want to tell all the nice folks out there about children and matches.
Okay, but hurry!
Well, in areas protected by the California Department of Forestry and the County Fire Department, the number of fires started by children has gone up 300% since last year. These fires are not only expensive to taxpayers, but parents may be charged up to $2,000 for fires started by their children. But most importantly, you should never play with matches after somebody has doused your entire body with gasoline.
Oh, that's silly, Mr. Hans. Who would want to do that?
Look, Mr. Bill, here comes your old friend Sluggo with a bucket of gasoline. Whoops!
Oh, no!
Yes, with summer here, the number of fires caused by children will drastically increase. So now is the time to teach your children the dangers of fire. Well, that's it for this week, kids. Tune in again next week when Mr. Bill visits the intensive care ward. Until then, bye-bye.
Vision examinations, eyeglasses, contact lenses, vision therapy. If you have questions about your family's vision care, you'll want to write for a new free Family Guide to Vision Care. This 8-page, full-color, illustrated consumer handbook covers these topics plus much more. For your free copy, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Family Guide, Post Office Box 2591, Sacramento, 95812. Get it now and start guiding your family to better vision care.
Community members who are willing to speak out at public meetings on behalf of their local libraries are being sought to serve as delegates to the White House Conference on Library and Information Services to be held in Washington, D.C. during late October 1979. Your voice is needed now. Help map the future by participating in town meetings in your area. A public service from the California State Conference on Libraries and Information Services and KCPR.
Paul Lynn.
Not the secret square, but $500, Paul. You've heard of the phrase, a pig in a poke, right? A pig in a poke. What's a poke?
It's when you're not really in love.
Well, society's morals can be pretty funny sometimes, but
there are times when you just have to stop and take a look at what direction you're heading in.
As a growing human being, there are many different ways and many different lifestyles you can contemplate.
I'm just a sweet transvestite of come transsexual Transylvania.
Well, if you'd like a little spiritual guidance along with some rock and roll, tune in to Father Don Gimble with Reflections. Reflections, Music with a Message, airs every Sunday on KCPR at 2:30 in the afternoon. So if you're a little down, or a little confused, or just want to hear some good rock and roll, we'll see you Sunday at 2:30 for Reflections.
What's going on in the world today? What's going on in San Luis Obispo? For answers to these questions and more, tune in to KCPR 91 News weekdays at 11:55 and 5 o'clock. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest campus, local, state, national, and international news. 91 News keeps you informed because you need to know.
Contemporary Christian music on KCPR. Yes, every Saturday morning and Tuesday evening, you can hear the best in contemporary Christian music on KCPR's Yahweh Music. On Saturday morning Yahweh, you'll hear mellow to light rock music by popular Christian artists, and on Tuesday evenings, you'll hear the entire spectrum of Christian rock. Join me Saturday mornings, 9 to 12, and Tuesday evenings, 7 to 9, for contemporary Christian music on KCPR.